Manchester lawmaker Bob Backus conceded that he might not have absorbed everything in the anti-harassment lesson he sat through Tuesday morning.
I wasn't fully awake and participating very well.
At least you were here.
But I was here. I was here.
But he was there. And that was more than most of his colleagues could say. Only about 40, or 1 in 10, showed up for the training.
We always would like more attendance in certain in this area, but, you know, a lot of them have had the training and the orientations, and they've gone through it.
House Chief of Staff Terry Paff said he and State House leaders couldn't force lawmakers to attend. Some had conflicts, and others didn't think they needed it.
It's the principal officers, the speaker, and the president trying to push this along to make sure that they know that it's a new world that we live in. They're all elected people. They're all leaders in the political world, and we want them to illustrate that by really being on the right cutting edge, right side of this issue.
While this isn't the first time this kind of lesson's been offered to lawmakers, this one comes at a more charged time. And it covered a lot of ground, everything from social media posts to sexting to offensive jokes told in the break room. Paula Booth, who directs the State Employee Assistance Program, co-hosted the training with a top official from the Attorney General's office.
Whatever you have in your office has to be okay with the environment. So if you're downloading porn, looking at porn on your own equipment, that's still not appropriate in the workplace.
The trainers also made a point to tell lawmakers they can't count on history as a guide for what's inappropriate today. Portsmouth lawmaker Jackie Callie Pitts, who's been in the House for 2 decades, took that message to heart.
I remember when I first came here as a freshman. You'll never go anywhere because you don't have the wardrobe, you know? And that kind of prevailed. You don't fit in the mold.
The remnants of that line of thinking can still be found on the walls of the State House. Right outside the room where the harassment training was taking place, there's a framed poem from the 1980s that talks about, quote, lovely lady legislators in their miniskirts and slacks. As she left the session, Representative Amanda Bolden said she was surprised no one's really questioned the artwork before.
It seems to be dated 1989, which seems a little late to be writing a poem like that. I mean, if we're going to talk about history.
At the New Hampshire State House, history only moves so quickly. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.